Welcome everybody to Shiur number 1385 in the writing is Shiur number 537. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Kedima Bebrachas, which Brachas come first in general. We did talk about the fact that, just real quickly to review what we have so far, that not always do these Halachas apply. If somebody does not want to eat everything at one time, right? You have Mezonos, you have Hamotzi, you have Agafen, you have Eitz. You only want to have a cookie. Why do I have to go out and take out bread? I have to take out wine? I mean, no, you only eat what you want to eat. That's not a problem. It's not, these Halachas will not apply every single time a person sits down to eat. Also, if somebody has in front of them various different foods, right, they could have a ha'etz, they could have a adoma, they could have mazonas, but I only want to take an apple to eat, right? So you would only have to make a ha'etz. You don't, there's no chiv whereby you have to eat some of the cookies, you know, because it's on the table. You don't have to drink some of the wine just because it's on the table, and that comes before the hadoma. It's only in case in time whereby you want to partake from all the foods or drinks that are, you know, that you will be eating from, and they, number one, number two, they are in front of you. So therefore, then you would, so you would have to go in the proper order. Okay, so in the previous year, we spoke about the fact that the correct order of brachas is, number one, you have hamotzi, number two, you have mezonos, and number three, you have hagofen, and we explained last year, hagofen would come first, even before hamotzi, actually, it would come first on Shabbos. During the week, the hagofen is secondary to hamotzi, secondary to mezonos, right? In other words, for during the week, you would wash for bread, let's say I'm at a chasna, or at home, or whatever the case is, and I'm washing, and there's no chi of kiddush, right? And I make hamotzi. So first I have to make hamotzi, and then I make a goffin. During the course of the meal, you have to make a goffin. Fine. So, but the hamotzi will come first. And let's say I want to eat a mezonos, and there's wine. So I would have to make the mezonos first before I drink the wine also. When it comes to Shabbos, on Shabbos, since you have to make kiddush, whether it's before mezonos, whether it's before hamotzi, whatever the case might be, you would have to make the hagoffin first because of the fact that it's part of kiddush, even before the hamotzi itself, because that's what Kiddush B'Makom Suda, that's what it's all about. Okay, moving further down the line is Bore Pri Ha'etz. After you have the Hamoitzi, Mazonis, and Agofen, the next bracha, which would come after all that, would be a Bore Pri Ha'etz. If you have something that's Bore Pri Ha'etz, you would make a Bore Pri Ha'etz. This bracha is recited before reciting a Hadama or Shehakol. In other words, if, let's say you have potatoes or you have something else that you're going to be eating, a piece of cantaloupe or whatever the case is, melon, right? Those are all Hadama. But the Bar Priya Eitz, if you're going to be eating also Bar Priya Eitz, the Bracha Bar Priya Eitz would come first. Now we're going to talk about the Shivas Aminim, that's also a separate halachas. But let's say I have an apple and I have a piece of a piece of melon, a piece of cantaloupe. So I would have to take the, and I want to partake on both of them right away. There's no major preference, whatever. But so Al Pi Halacha, you would have to make the Eitz first, and then to make the Hadama on the cantaloupe, watermelon, whatever it is that a person wants to eat. Now, after the ha'etz, the bracha of hadama, bar pri hadama, would have to be recited. In other words, if I have those two, right, then comes hadama. And lastly would come the shahakal. The shahakal actually comes last. In other words, if I have a piece of watermelon or I have a piece of cantaloupe and I have a piece of chocolate, right, and whatever, I'm going to be eating them both together. So then one should make the hadama first, whatever it is, whether it's the watermelon or the piece of cantaloupe, and make the bracha on that first, and then make the shahakal. Now again, always just keep in mind, you know, right now I just want a piece of chocolate. Why do I have to take the watermelon just because it's sitting on the table? You don't. You can eat the piece of chocolate, you're fine. But if you're going to be eating both of them, you know, pretty much in the same sitting, so then one should make the hadama first. And that's basically how to order. We'll be reviewing the order quite a bit. Okay, let's just finish off today's share. If one has in front of them various foods with various brachas, even though they might have made a mistake. Let's say somebody taka made a mistake, right? And they're going to be eating those various different foods. And they first recited, let's say, the bracha of shahakal. Shahakal comes last, right? But halachically, they should have recited the hadama first or the ha'etz, because they're eating it all in the same sitting. So then they should first take a bite, but they made already shahakal. What should they do? So take a bite of the piece of chocolate or the shahakal, whatever the shahakal is, or a drink. You might have a drink there, whatever the case is. Take a bite or a drink of that shahakal, and then make the appropriate bracha on the other items, whether it's whatever it is, whether it's ha'etz or adama. And again, again, you would follow the procedure of if you have ha'etzta, you would make the ha'etz first and then the hadama, whatever the case might be. But already if you made the bracha and it was a mistake, so definitely you have to take a bite or take a drink, a sip, or whatever the case is from, whether it's soda or whatever you have there in front of you, even though it should have been made afterwards. But since you already made the bracha, so you just take a piece of that. And the same thing would apply whether you mixed up hadama and ha'etz or whatever the case might be. The same thing would apply. We'll continue in the upcoming shiurim with various different practical applications. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Rocha Kol Tuv.